Imagination Studios presents Theatre Shoes by Noel Streatfeild, read for you by Elizabeth Sastre. Chapter 1, Tea with the Bishop. It is very difficult to look as if you minded the death of a grandfather who, though you may have spent your holidays in his house, certainly seldom remembered that you did. It was like that with the Forbes family. Their mother had died when Holly, the youngest, was quite little. Before the war, they had lived in Guernsey with their father. As soon as war was declared, their father, who had retired from the Navy to have time to bring his family up properly, rejoined the Navy, and the children were sent to England and given to their grandfather to look after. Grandfather was a clergyman, vicar of a village called Martins, but Martins, though he did his duty by it, was far less important to him than a reference book he was writing on animals mentioned in the Bible. He was so absorbed in this reference book that when Sorrel, Mark and Holly first arrived at the vicarage, all he said was, "There were four beasts." At the time, Sorrel and her brother and sister, not knowing about the reference book, thought this both rude and inaccurate. But after a very little while, they understood that he honestly did not realise they were there. Holidays came and went, and Sorrel and Mark and Holly scarcely ever saw their grandfather except in church. Sometimes they saw him on his bicycle going to visit somebody in the village, but mostly he was shut in his study. He even ate his meals there. Then, 2 years later, he spoke to them again. He told them...